Okay, so admittedly, I have not been blown away by Claude 3.7 Sonnet, but I do believe it's probably a user deficiency at this point. This is the first time I have started tinkering with it as far as code generation goes, and I actually haven't used Claude 3.5 in terms of code generation in quite a long time. If I have been doing any of that, it's been directly within Cursor or Replit or a different model. We do know that this is the highest scoring model on the software engineering benchmarks. I think what we might have to do in tomorrow's episode or maybe the next day is a coding challenge, a challenge of the AI code generators. Test out Grok and Claude 3.7, GPT-03 and GPT-4.0 and Gemini 2.0 Pro, all of the state-of-the-art models. Because at the end of the day, benchmarks being what they are, you really have to go with the tool that is the most useful and generates the best results for you. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I say this almost every night now, but I could not be more excited to record tonight's episode and share the news with everybody that today we have a new Claude model from Anthropic. We have Claude 3.7 Sonnet, the latest and most intelligent model from Anthropic. And I'm just going to start by reading from the X post from Anthropic today, linked in the show notes. It reads, "Introducing Claude 3.7 Sonnet, our most intelligent model to date. It's a hybrid reasoning model producing near instant responses or extended step-by-step thinking." So, Claude, or Anthropic, I should say, despite being basically radio silent for months on end now, while other AI companies have been dropping huge releases, actually ends up being one of the first to hit this hybrid model approach cleanly, I think probably effectively. Now you do have XAI to some degree where you can toggle this approach as well under the Grok 3 beta. You can just click deep reasoning. So you have a similar ability there, and they did beat Anthropic by a few days, as it would appear. And I think it's a similar user behavior here where you select the extended model, one of two new models from the user interface. And we will 100% be taking a look at Claude 3.7 Sonnet. If you've seen Anthropic or if you've seen Claude before, it looks very much the same, except for when you select the model from the dropdowns. And so we'll give a little bit of background on the launch, on the rollout, on Claude Code, which I haven't even mentioned yet. So I kind of buried the lead there. This is the coding side or the agentic coding side of their release. And I think I'll just summarize from the trending X post here for you guys, because I think it does the best job of just hitting all the high points. It says Anthropic has launched 3.7 Sonnet. It features hybrid reasoning capabilities, allowing for both immediate and detailed step-by-step problem solving. It says it significantly enhances coding tasks with already having users and developers noting its superior performance. And that's definitely true. I will share again a post from Rowan Chang at the rundown.ai, which you're seeing right now if you're watching along here, who basically created a clone of Minecraft in maybe one shot. Yep, one prompt, as he said. And he also says that it's by far, in a way, the best coding tool available. But back to the X post, it says, alongside this, and this is where we get into Claude Code, Anthropic introduced Claude Code, an agentic tool that provides coding assistance directly from the terminal on a developer's device, aimed at boosting developer productivity. So we have Claude 3.7 Sonnet and Claude Code rolling out today, which is just absolutely huge news. And I can't wait to try out our coding challenge today, hopefully a one shot. And I think I'm going to try a few. Actually, I'm seeing a lot of examples of landing pages and how well the model appears to be trained on just basic landing page design and clean UI, looking very good in comparison to some of the landing pages we've seen from other models. So I think we'll be doing kind of a front-end based challenge that aligns with a marketing tactic that we talk a lot about, which is building free tools. And we'll try and do some other fun challenges for the model as well. So stick around to the end of the episode to see those, or skip ahead if you have to check that out now. But first, let's do a bit of a dive into Claude 3.7 Sonnet, what we've been able to learn about it since it launched today. Okay, so let's start with that hybrid reasoning. Just a little bit more on that. You basically get the ability to do a quick response, the traditional approach, or a deep thinking function, and it separates these and allows the user to actually choose between standard and extended thinking modes, which again, you'll see in a moment. Cut here. The standard mode functions just like an upgraded version of Claude 3.5 Sonnet, so it's the upgraded version of that flagship model. In the extended thinking mode, it takes additional time to analyze the problems, And this is really exciting because it's really the first glimpse at Claude's reasoning or thinking solution. Again, they've been pretty quiet, really entirely quiet in that area until now. And along with this hybrid reasoning, we have state-of-the-art results in coding performances with a score of 70.3 on the SWE Bench Verify, the software engineering benchmark that many of these models are tested against, which is actually way ahead of the competitors. It looks like the next highest is actually going to be OpenAI's O3 Mini at 49.3. So beating that out by nearly 20%. In the agentic coding capabilities. I cannot wait to try out the coding features of this tool in a couple one-shot challenges later on tonight. Okay, we're also going to see an extended output length increased up to 128,000 tokens, so we're going to get more detailed responses, more in-depth examples, or a greater number of examples. Now, Claude Code is that agentic coding tool again, and right now this is a tool that developers can actually use directly within their device's terminal, and they can delegate some pretty substantial engineering tasks to Claude Code. Claude Code can read code bases, it can edit files, write and run tests. Apparently, it can also commit and push code to GitHub. Basically, anything an assistant in a development atmosphere would or should be able to do. It's going to act as an active collaborator as well with you in coding tasks, saving a huge amount of time, apparently, which is mentioned in Anthropic's article, where they say, according to testing done early on, the tool can actually knock something out in a single pass that would usually take about 45 minutes of manual work. And you could probably round that up to an hour, given that most humans need to take 15 minutes or so just to organize their thoughts and get started on a task. At least I do anyway. Okay, so that's most of the pertinent information that we have about Claude 3.7 right now. Again, check out the links in the show notes. Check out the article from Anthropic about all the details about the model. They have some great visuals in there. Of course, the AI world is going to continue to likely explode as more and more people use this and more use cases come out, more and more demos of how capable this coder is. I'm already seeing some amazing examples, especially when it comes to front-end stuff and landing page design. I'm really excited to see this model make its way into some of the agentic AI coding apps like Cursor or Replit. And I think it's only a matter of time, if not already happening. This is going to hugely affect the entire space for sure. Claude has been my favorite tool for a long time now, but even I have to admit that I've been pulled away by some of these other tools, huge tools, features being dropped, DeepSeek R1, Perplexity's Deep Research, OpenAI's Deep Research. But now I am super pumped to see my favorite model and probably one of my favorite AI companies to be back on top of the social media feeds and the headlines, and once again, shipping some amazing updates. Okay, let's take a look at how you can access Claude 3.7 Sonnet now. Again, if you're familiar with Anthropic or with Claude, it's not going to be too unfamiliar or difficult. Here we are looking at the Claude AI interface. And right down here where you select your models, it's already selected Claude 3.7 Sonnet by default. And when you click the drop down here, you can see you now have Claude 3.7 Sonnet, Claude 3.5 Haiku. And then right below that, you have the thinking mode. And you have two different modes here. You have normal, which is best for most use cases, or extended, which is best for math and coding challenges, as they say here, which is definitely what we're going to be using on our coding challenges tonight. Speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about the front end and the tool that I'm going to try in one shot here quickly tonight. We've talked a lot about developing free tools to use as lead magnets, and I think that's going to be more doable than ever now with all of these coding agents and with the development of tools becoming more accessible. It's really becoming a matter of if you can solve a problem better and tell a story better and market better, really, than anybody else, not whether or not you can actually build the solution, because pretty soon anybody and everybody will be able to actually build the solution with the help of AI. So with that in mind, there's kind of a tool that I've been thinking about and tossing around in my head for a little while that I'm calling Interview Buddy. As I am continuing my podcast journey and branching out and doing some more interviews, I'm realizing that it's very much a learned skill and a talent, one that I need a lot of work on. And it occurred to me that if I could have some sort of collaborative partner, or maybe an AI agent or partner who can participate with me in interviews and in real time suggest maybe follow-up questions or divert conversations into new conversation lines or conversation threads, or just point out valuable insights that I am missing or I cannot really keep track of in real time, that would be incredibly helpful to me. So it's something I've kind of been, again, thinking about for a little while. So I think what I'm going to do with Claude 3.7 tonight, at least one of the things, is ask it to kind of build the entire front end of our Interview Buddy AI agent tool. And the challenge in the past has been building the back ends of these tools, at least for me anyway, and a lot of the feedback you get about these coding agents. In fact, I think there's still quite a bit of back and forth and debate out there whether or not you can build a serious backend for an app using just these agents. So anyway, instead of trying to one-shot maybe our entire app tonight, we're going to start with the front end and see how Claude 3.7 handles that. Although I have a feeling that this isn't too much of a challenge as far as being able to whip something up that looks really nice, especially from what I've seen so far in some early examples. So maybe we'll also try to knock out a backend feature like signing on or using authentication through Google, something like that. Or maybe we'll just try a few other challenges to test out the tool, because the backend stuff may be something that I need to test out fully in like an app like Cursor or Replit to be able to fully test. I don't know that you can do that within Claude's artifacts, but we will see. So what I've gone ahead and done, and what I always suggest you do, we've talked about this a lot before too, is to prompt an LLM to write your prompt for an LLM. So I went ahead and I used Claude 3.7 to write a prompt for our front end here. I said, please write an expert prompt for Claude 3.7 Sonnet, extended thinking to build a thorough and complete web app front end for an agent AI application. Meant to say agentic AI there, but anyway, I called Interview Buddy. Its function is to participate in podcast interviews and in real time suggest follow-up questions or new conversation threads that are relevant, novel, and interesting. And if you're watching along on video, you have seen now that I did in fact enter that prompt. And not only did we get our expert prompt back in return, but Claude went ahead and took the liberty of whipping up a little demo UI for us. And I would have liked to show you some of that code generation of this little demo UI in real time, but I wasn't expecting it. But I can tell you it probably took about 30 seconds. So again, if you're watching along on video, you're seeing that bare bones demo right now. And I'm pretty impressed, I have to say, with what I see. It kind of shows you the live transcript of the demo conversation that would be going on. It gives you a nice little indicator here that this is in fact live and it's being recorded. You see it's even generated some example guest info on our Dr. Sarah Chen, our architect and sustainability researcher that we have here as our guest. It gives us some suggestions for follow-up questions, and it looks like there's even some sort of grading or indicator as to maybe the quality of the follow-up questions. The first thing I noticed, actually, I noticed it while the code was being developed, is that there was a night and day mode thrown in there, and I've actually switched mine to dark mode. Let me know in the comments if you guys are dark mode or light mode users. Now, again, this challenge may not be the most challenging for this super advanced coding model, so we'll go ahead and enter in our full prompt, our expert prompt, and see what it generates for us. But then I think what I'll do is I'll try and one-shot something really fun just for the benefit of seeing just how capable this model is. Maybe we'll do a game, since that's a lot of the examples I'm seeing right now, and maybe a game where we have, in the vein of marketing and AI at least, so let's say some sort of shooting game, maybe in the vein of Doom, where our AI marketing navigator is facing enemies of AI being used in the black hat way, or users of the dark side of AI marketing, maybe, which is right in line with our episode from yesterday where we talked about Pickle AI. Check out that episode from yesterday if you want to know what I mean by dark side of AI. Anyway, I have gone off on a tangent, so I will digress. Let's go ahead and see what the full prompt generates for us. And this time I'll give you a look at what we're generating. So stand by as we watch this generate. If it does take too long or I can't fill the gap with my genius banter, then I will just skip ahead and we'll see what kind of UI that we're able to whip up here. So let's go ahead and generate. Okay, and now we have our code being generated in the right-hand side in our artifact pane here. And it even gave us a really nice, and I saw there for a minute, like a flow chart of some sort that was maybe mapping out the user interface. Again, happening pretty quickly in the back end. So maybe we'll have to freeze frame that one and see exactly what was going on there. But that was super interesting. And you can see just how detailed our code is as it's generating here. Right now we see some placeholder text being generated, some component styling. So I will go ahead and start the stopwatch here and we'll time this prompt. I think it's already been about 30 or 45 seconds. And we'll cut ahead to the end of this prompt. And again, I will paste the code and share this prompt and everything in the show notes. So just to get an idea of how detailed it is, or check out the code for yourself, check it out in the show notes. Stand by while we generate here and we'll see how long this prompt takes. Had to hop back in. I thought I'd just read the response that we got from the model after our prompt. It says, I'll design and build a complete front-end React application. So it knows exactly what type of application, what type of web app architecture it wants to use for Interview Buddy. Oh, and interestingly, we just encountered an error in our live demo. So we have an error running artifact. An error occurred while trying to run the generated artifact. Unexpected token. It says try fixing with Claude. So let's see what happens when we click that. And we'll see if we're able to do a successful front end of our extensive app here with the best AI coding tool available. Let's see what happens when we try fixing with Claude. Okay, so it's generated a little prompt for us where it gives the unexpected error code. It asks if Claude can fix this error, and it says, I'll fix that unexpected token error in the Interview Buddy application. The error seems to be on line 225, where there might be a missing semicolon or incomplete code. So It thinks it knows what to do, or at least it's trying to solve the issue. And we're back to our code being generated here. So let's see what happens. Again, I'm just going to continue timing from this point on, and we'll see how long it takes us to get to a usable user interface here. Okay, we have hit another error, but it's on a different line. Same error, it appears. So let's keep trying to fix with Claude. And again, we'll just keep clicking through these errors while we can, and we'll see if we're able to get something generated. This time it's handling the error a little bit differently. It says, let me carefully check the code for the error at line 284.16. It seems there's a truncation issue with the artifact due to length limitations. So now we're getting into maybe too long of a generation. Maybe we asked a little bit too much for Claude 3.75. It says, let me fix this problem by providing a complete corrected version of the component. And then it gives us a breakdown of the code analysis in JavaScript here. It says, I see the problem. Let me create a new corrected version of the component. And it's giving us another artifact here of the fixed version of Interview Buddy. So we are on our third version now. I think it's tracking the versions as well for us. And I think we're at about 5 minutes or so in our total time into this prompt. I think you get an idea of just how long it would have taken us to reach these many errors if we were trying to build this app from the ground up on our own, though. So, okay, let's continue letting Claude 3.7 do its work. Okay, so we have locked up again. It says, Claude hit the max length for a message and has paused its response. You can write continue to keep the chat going. So as we're navigating the quirks of Anthropic and Claude here with their pretty notorious limitations and rate limits and things like that, I think what I would do on a second try is, again, build this tool in like a cursor or a replit, something that doesn't have those same issues, and use Claude 3.7 either in those tools where they allow you to select the LLM model that you want to use, or I would just use Claude AI to build each module one at a time, like it's kind of trying to do here. So let's try and hit continue and see what happens. Otherwise, we're going to move on to a simpler prompt, or at least try and one-shot a little game or something like that. Again, just to give you guys an idea of the tool. Let's see if we're able to straighten this one out. Okay, so we got to our user interface and it's really pretty similar to our demo one. And as far as design goes, I really have no complaints. I think it looks pretty nice. I don't think this was the perfect example for the mind-blowing coding capabilities of Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Again, I think building something a little more extensive would need the help of Cursor or Replit or an actual, a traditional IDE or development environment or something like that. But let's try to build a landing page that's super detailed. I'm actually going to prompt it to try and build a very interactive and video-based storytelling landing page for a business or a company like that. And we'll see if it can do something creative and novel in that space. So let's go ahead and prompt that. And then we'll do our AI marketing doom game, as I'm going to call it, or something like that. So stand by while we generate a landing page here using Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Let's see if we do something a little more interesting with this prompt. Okay, so we have entered our prompt and we're getting to look at the thinking that it did. It did about 3 to 5 seconds of thinking. Again, that's pretty similar to some of these other reasoning models behavior that we've seen. And now we're generating our interactive story landing page. So stand by here. I'm going to set a new timer again for our last prompt. We ended at about, I would say, 7 minutes or so. And again, we just got a pretty basic UI still from that. But let's see what we're able to do here with this prompt. Again, we're about 30 seconds in now, I would say. Okay, so it took about, I'm going to say, 3.5 minutes, a little less than three minutes and 15 seconds, I'll say. And we got a pretty interesting concept here. Now, there's a lot of placeholder images kind of thrown in there, so you can't really get a perfect idea, and we didn't get any of our videos populated, but you do have some interactive elements that can take you down through the page. There are some hotspots in here that you can click to get some information. It looks like, interestingly, Claude went here with an environmental type site where it was giving us a tour of some of the planet's most precious ecosystems. Anyway, there is a good structure here. I think that's pretty creative, and if you can start to populate it with some actual assets, I think there's definitely some potential behind it. Falls a little bit short of my expectations, but hey, I think I definitely fall into some AI hype traps. But again, I think as a starting point from just one-shotting this, if you want to, you know, iterate it a few times, you're going to get to something pretty interesting and definitely something of a good quality. And you'll certainly find a functional assistant in Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Okay, let's do one more test. And I'll try not to get my hopes up or my expectations too high for our AI marketing navigator doom game. But let's see how it handles that prompt. Okay, stand by everybody. And we're going to time this one too. Now we were at about, again, what was it? Just about 3 minutes and 15 seconds for this interactive website. Let's see how long it takes for our game. Okay, trying this prompt now. I'm going a little bit of a different route, keeping it simple and a little bit shorter. Just said, build a clone of the classic Doom game, but with a futuristic space navigator fighting AI monsters. And I made sure to ask to make it playable. So let's see what our output looks like at the end of this generation. And I'm going to go ahead and set my timer again here. Okay, and here we have our game. says, Space Doom, AI Extinction. You are the last space navigator. Your mission, exterminate the rogue AI monsters. We have our option to start mission here. Gives us some controls, WASD or arrow keys to move, mouse to look, and click to shoot. Eliminate all AI monsters to win. So let's see what happens. Again, I have not tested this out yet, so you guys will be seeing it right along with me. And we're going to click start mission. And we got some intense graphics. I'll say uncaught error, index size error, failed to execute. So we got an error and our game has frozen here. We're getting some activity when we click shoot and stuff like that. We're losing some ammo. Can't quite see anything. Okay, so admittedly, I have not been blown away by Claude 3.7 Sonnet, but I do believe it's probably a user deficiency at this point. This is the first time I have started tinkering with it as far as code generation goes, and I actually haven't used Claude 3.5 in terms of code generation in quite a long time. If I have been doing any of that, it's been directly within Cursor or Replit or a different model, although I think I'm probably using Claude in the background on those. Anyway, all that to say, we do know that this is the highest scoring model on the software engineering benchmark, so obviously the capability and the power are there. So what I'm going to do is continue to tinker around with it, continue to try and build with it, and I think what we might have to do in tomorrow's episode or maybe the next day is a coding challenge, a challenge of the AI code generator, similar to what we did with the AI video generators, where we just put them all head to head, test out Grok and Claude 3.7, GPT-03 and GPT-4.0 and Gemini 2.0 Pro, all of the state of the art models. And we'll just throw them the same prompt or the same few prompts and we'll see how they do and how they compare. Because at the end of the day, benchmarks being what they are, you really have to go with the tool that is the most useful and generates the best results for you. So I think that's what we'll have to do maybe tomorrow. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.